CGL News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On Tuesday, September 17, thousands of pagers exploded across Lebanon, killing 12 people and injuring more than 3,000, including children. A chief medical officer at the American University of Beirut Medical Center said that among 140 patients, several remain in critical conditions. Many have also lost fingers or eyes. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters that Israel's Mossad spy agency planted explosives inside 5,000 Taiwan-made pagers. The devices were ordered by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant group. The source also said that the pagers exploded when a coded message was sent to them, which triggered the explosives. In Lebanon, pagers are commonly used among Hezbollah fighters as a low-tech means of communication to try to evade location tracking by Israel. However, medical professionals, charity workers, teachers, and office administrators also use this device. Israel did not confirm or deny its responsibility for the attack, but Hezbollah vowed to retaliate. The next day, more explosions of handheld devices killed over 20 people and injured 450. That includes walkie-talkie radios, mobile phones, laptops, and solar power cells. The devices that exploded were bigger than pagers, which caused more severe injuries. The explosions were reported in the southern suburbs of Beirut, as well as the southern city of Sur. Several Al Jazeera correspondents witnessed cars explode. However, it has not been clarified if the explosion was caused by the car itself or something inside it. People in Lebanon have been throwing away their devices or getting them checked in shops. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for the explosions. However, Israel is still not commenting. On Friday, September 20, Israel struck two residential buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs, Dahye, killing 45 people, including children. Minister of Public Works and Transport, Ali Hamieh, called the bombing a war crime and said that Israel keeps dragging the country into a war. Israel's military revealed that the attack was targeted against senior members of Hezbollah's Radwan Forces unit. Lebanon's health ministry said that workers have been removing rubble for 3 days in search for many missing people and using DNA sampling to identify some of the bodies. An English correspondent for Al Jazeera reported from Beirut that the rescue operations might continue for more days.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Northern Stage Lights Radio Show. It's been a while since I've been back in the studio. Of course, last week I had my interview with Hotline TNT, which I'm really excited. They're in town tomorrow, so if you don't have tickets, their show is tomorrow at Bar Le Ritz with Disc and Laughing opening for them. And today I have a very special guest in the studio with me, my BFF. Aww, Gabe.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, so Gabe is gonna, well, we can like talk about how we met, because I think we have a funny story, and then Gabe has an interesting story he has to share about, and he'll play some music relating to that funny story he has to share. I don't want to spoil it yet. But we became friends through like environmental movement stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could say that. I mean, yeah we met through a political party, I guess, that will remain unnamed on the show.
Yeah, that's very into environmental stuff. But we essentially, I think it's funny to say we met through Twitter.
That's true, though. We are Twitter mutuals first and foremost.
Yeah.
Friends second.
And as in, you know what? Like, meeting friends online, questionable. But meeting friends on Twitter, amazing. I have many Twitter friends.
No comment. I feel like you're like the first real Twitter friend that I have. So you can feel
also
good
like,
about that.
Okay, yeah. Also, like, to be fair, the friends I've made through Twitter are people that I had like many mutual friends with, and then we follow each other on Twitter because like we had funny tweets, and then, you know, obviously. Anyways, no comment. I'll stop talking about that. Anyways, Gabe went to Brown University and is now at McGill, part of the Monk. Not, oh my God,
no,
that's
not
a Toronto.
Monk. Not that's Monk. Okay, Max Bell.
Max Bell Public Policy School. But during his time at Brown, he was part of a sea shanty club. And I'll pass the mic to him to talk more about that cool experience.
For sure. So, Brown University has, I think, the only sea shanty singing club at the university level in, I want to say, North America. And sea shanty is a little bit reductive. We sing all sorts of work songs and folk songs and anything to do with the sea. And I suppose the gimmick is we dress up as pirates. That's probably the most important thing to know. So I guess I joined this club back in 2019. Around the same time that I think on TikTok, all of these sea shanties were getting big, like Shanty Talk.
Yeah. And also like that, like like wait, northern wait, like Atlantic
North Sea,
North
Sea edits.
Yeah, like the like oh
yo ho. Yeah, so I mean I know that song. I mean, I know all the words. I'm not like a poser when it comes to these things. And there's the Longest Johns, the Wellerman, that was really big as a sound on TikTok as well. So I was sort of exposed to a lot of real sea shanty content right around the time that it was blowing up on the internet. And it was a great experience. I learned a lot about different work songs, different cultures, a lot of Irish folk, and a lot of Canadian folk too, actually, surprisingly, even though we were in the United States. Particularly one Canadian folk artist who, kind of like our group, transcends genre, has made all sorts of different songs in his unfortunately short career that was cut too short by a tragic accident. But it's Stan Rogers, kind of a famous Canadian folk artist.
Yeah, and we'll be playing a bunch of Stan Rogers songs today. And I'll do my little review of like Pop Montreal because that just happened. But without further ado, we'll in honor of Gay being my guest on today's show, and shout out to the only sea shanty club in North America.
Yeah.
This is Northwest Passage. No, I'll let no Gabe. I'll let you introduce the song.
Oh, I can introduce it. The one thing I'll say, I mean, just know in advance, this is a fair warning that the vibe is going to change between my songs and Jalen's. This song is a real like mythologizing of Canada that I think Stan does very well. So enjoy.
What's the name of it?
Sorry. Oh, it's Northwest Passage.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. Ah, for just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
And that was Northwest Passage by
Stan Rogers.
Stan Rogers. We should work on that to get it on time next time. Do a little countdown. The dichotomy between the songs I chose for today versus Gabe are very intense, but lovely. So as I said before, and anyone who's tuned in to my show probably is aware that Pop Montreal is still ongoing and mm-hmm. kicked off on Wednesday. Gabe, did you go to any Pop Montreal shows?
I did not. And I'm feeling like I'm getting everything that I would have gotten right here, right now with you, Jalen.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, all that to say, I actually went to a few shows.
Okay. Well, that's cool too.
Yeah. The only day I felt like Friday I stayed in. I'm like, I kind of need a day off. Cause like also tomorrow I'm like covering the Hotline TNT show. And on Friday we're going to see Corridor at Le Nacional. Did you get your ticket yet, Gabe?
I did.
Hell yeah.
I did. So
hell yeah.
Looking forward to that too.
Yeah. So yeah, plugging in that we'll playing some Corridor today, but all that to say, I love Pop Montreal. I think the formatting of the festival where it's just like all throughout different venues throughout Montreal is spectacular. I forgot the name. They have like a similar version in February, which is like maybe at a smaller scale, given that it's like
the winter.
Yeah. It'll come back to me. Sorry. When I'm tired, I have like my memory kind of like goes away. But yeah, no, it's so fun. I had a blast. I met Babe Corner IRL, this band from Vancouver, which I adore. And I'll be playing them today. Ran into Corridor at the bar. Whoa. That was pretty awesome.
Chance encounter.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I've been flopping this past month, but then running into two of my favorite bands at the same bar.
That's pretty
like,
impressive.
It felt like some like divine intervention that like everything's good. Like someone's the face of a girl. Yeah. Face of a girl who knows that everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, all that. So I'll start off today's playlist with Doohickey Cubicle, which is a side project by... No, actually not a side project. One of the members of Babe Corner, which performed at Ursa on Thursday. It's their band. And when I was at the pub with them, I was like... So it's actually Doohickey Cubicle is like her side project. I believe Allie. I'll like have to verify again because I don't want to say the wrong band member. I'll like verify that after. But Allie... question mark. I hope I get the right band member right. I'll correct myself after. And their partner, sorry, Doohickey Cubicle. And at the bar, I was like, hey, I have my own radio show. I'll definitely spin your record.
Yeah.
But I won't play any song. Like, tell me, since like you've made it with your partner, which song would you pick? Would you describe as like the one song that when you made it or in general, like makes you like reminds you of like how much in love you are with your partner. Mm. And then they chose Miniature Wonderland.
Aww.
From their record Doohick Super Smeller. So yeah, I'll start off today's episode from my playlist with Miniature Wonderland by Doohickey Cubicle from their album Super Smeller, which is like such a mouthful, but I love the name Doohickey Cubicle. But yeah, without further ado, enjoy Miniature Wonderland.
Edition of Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 4th to 10th, 2024. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, talks, and publication launches, all configured around community, care, and the sonic arts. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Slow Pitch Sound, Laura Goldstone, Nakatani Gong Orchestra, and Tatsuya Nakatani, Wadada Leo Smith and Sylvie Colfoisier, Celestial Cabbage Foundation, and avant-garde pioneer, Few. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada, featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds. Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Hi, it's Chapel Brown, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
My mama said nothing good happens when it's late and you're dancing alone.
Yeah, so that was Miniature Wonderland by Doohickey Cubicle. Up next is La Vita by Beverly Glenn Copland. They were here on Thursday. I don't know which stage. I think the Rialto. I couldn't make it to that one, but a lot of my friends went, and it looked magical and spectacular. So in honor of that beautiful performance, I'll be playing La Vita. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was La Vita. Up next is I'll let Gabe talk about.
For sure. Thanks, Jalen. This is another change in vibe. Stan Rogers, really interested in sort of Canadian mythology, I would say. The song you heard earlier, Northwest Passage, I think mythologizes sort of exploration of Canada in a way that maybe was less problematic in the 1970s as it is today. Just, I feel like, worth noting. But this song, Evangeline, is referencing also a lot of Acadian culture and history. I think it's also a really great testament to Stan's ability to write delightful love songs, and in this case, a love song about friendship. So, roll it. Evangeline, Stan Rogers.
The song's gone cold, but no one seems to mind. Evangeline, I'll try again sometime. I've heard it from a friend or two. They say they like the things I do, but friends are seldom more than company.
Was Evangeline by Stan Rogers. Mm-hmm. Gabe was not joking when he said the vibe switches from his song choices to mine were very
noticeable.
Yeah, I was not intense, just noticeable. But yeah, up next, I'm going to play some Peach Pit with their recently released Did You Love Somebody, followed by Bianca by Babe Corner, which, as I said before, performed at Pot Montreal on Thursday. And I've spoken at length about my love for Peach Pit and my love for Babe Corner. And the reason why I'm playing these two songs back to back is because Lindsay from Babe Corner is an loving matrimony. I'm trying to find a better way of saying married in a more like poetic way. Is in a loving union with...
That was good.
That is fortified through the law.
Oh, nice. Yes. Legally binding.
Legally
union.
Binding marriage. Anyways, whatever. I'll like refine that thought later. But Lindsay, if you're tuned in, anyways, you're awesome. Anyways, is in a loving matrimony with Chris from Peach Pit. So I've like talked about how I discovered Babe Corner, so I'm not gonna like reiterate it again. Maybe another time I'll like say the story again, But yeah, without further ado, this is Did You Love Somebody, followed by Bianca from Babe Corner.
In your voice so soft and low, did you wake your loves that have come before? Did you bring all those songs you sing, or revive in some only songs for me? Did you love somebody only just for the rush like me? Did you feel the hand you hold had let go right as you finished saying, don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me. I've heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay. So go and say what you want to sell me. In the moments on your own, did you break that love wouldn't take you home? Did you see how your love could be and decide to help? That's enough for me. Did you love somebody for to make your mistake your fool? Did you feel a pale wind blow past you so right as you feel the same? Don't you go all silent. Just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me. I heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay. So go on, say what you want to sell me. Don't you go all silent too. Just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me.
Chill.
that was a nice back-to-back with Did He Love Somebody, followed by Bianca by Babe Corner. Up next is...
another Stan Rogers classic. Yeah. I hope you don't mind if there are any Stan heads out there, Stans, that I've kind of been picking deeper cuts, but I'm trying to give a good idea of just the versatility of this artist. And last song, Evangeline, references a lot of Acadian culture. Stan from Hamilton, Ontario, but spent summers in Cape Breton growing up, or in Nova Scotia near
My
Cape
friend
Breton.
Is from Cape Breton.
A beautiful spot.
Actually, Matea. Shout out Matea for listening.
Shout out Matea.
You know, like Matea from Jeopardy.
Oh, like Matea Roach. Like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick. Well, I, from Cape Breton. That's cool.
Yeah. I want to go to Cape Breton.
Well, shout out Matea. Shout out Nova Scotia and Cape Breton.
Actually, Matea has her own radio show on CBC. I forgot the name, but you guys should look it up. It's about books and stuff.
I love books. Yeah. Well, this next song is... sort of references Celtic mythology. I think the first song we listened to, Northwest Passage, Stan was really trying to build a Canadian mythology. Here he's referencing Celtic mythology. A lot of Irish immigrants in Nova Scotia, obviously. It's also New Scotland, as they call it.
Yeah.
So this is The Witch of the West Maryland, and it's written like a folk tale. Stan Rogers.
The wounded knight that bore the Rowan shield. Loud and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying back water cold and clear will never clean your wound. There's none but the witch of the West Maryland can make thee hale and soon. So turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind. And clear was the paling moon when a shadow passed him by. Below the hill were the brightest stars when he heard the owlet cry, saying, why do you ride this way, and wherefore came you here? I seek the witch of the West Maryland, who dwells by the winding mere. It's weary by the owl's water and the misty brake fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkston pass the winding water lay. Down me brindled hound, and rest ye me good grey hawk, and thee my steed may grace thy fill from us dismount and walk. But come when you hear my horn, and answer swift the call, for I fear the sun will rise this morn, you will serve me best of all. And it's down to the water's brim he's borne the Rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, and fast and fleet went she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet black mare's body. And loud, long, and shrill he blew till his steed was by his side. Aye, overhead the gray hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, horse, well be brindled down, fetch me the jet black mare, stoop and strike me good gray hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray she thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in her gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. And she's kissed his bay lips once and twice, and three times round again. And she's bound his wound with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale and soon with the sun high in the day. She said, ride with your brindled hounds and here, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm the knight who's laid with the witch of the West Fair Land.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passions since 2012.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
I'm Gabe Blanc. You're listening to 1690 AM CJLO.
That was the best ad ID, no, ID tag ever. So yeah, up next, I'll be playing I've Got Time by Debbie Christ, who I saw with my friend Talia at La Sala Rosa or the other one. There's like three venues owned by the Casa del Popolo ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to pronounce the other one because it's like kind of like Italian coded or something of the sort. Maybe it's,
yeah.
Wait,
something
Casa
Popolo.
Del Popolo. No, is that Spanish or Italian?
I think that's Italian.
Okay, yeah. So it's like low-key Italian coded, and I don't want to like butcher the name. But yeah, it was like part of that like ecosystem of the Casa del Popolo ecosystem. But yeah, saw Debbie Christ, and yesterday when I went to see Jane Penny and Fireball Kid at L'Escogriffe, I ran into the bass player for Debbie Christ and the drummer, and they're absolute G's. They're super cool, had a fun chat, and I hope they're having a lovely Sunday. No, I love it when like artists are just like really nice, because you realize that they're just people too.
Mm, yeah.
Musicians are people.
Allegedly.
Yeah. What do you think about that statement, Gabe?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a musician, so I wouldn't be offended by the idea that musicians are not people. Mm. My guitar skills do not qualify me to be a musician. So,
Well, I'm in a band, actually.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
Kamal, if you're listening, we need a practice.
That Kamal, you know, don't make
Kamal's
her angry.
Tuned in. Yeah, we need a practice. We need to work on that song. But I'm not plugging in my band yet. We're not that good yet. respectfully. No, actually, Alex, you're good on the guitar. We're like, everyone's like individually talented. I think we just need to iron out some things. But yeah, sorry about that tangent. This was not self-promo. This was like talking about my experience in being in a band.
As you should.
Yeah, I'm really cool, Gabe. Yeah, so I'll be playing I've Got Time by Debbie Christ, followed by Topograph by Corridor, which I've spoken about at length on this radio show. So enjoy.
Oh,
And that was Topograph by Corridor. And before that, I played Debbie Christ with their song, I've Got Time. Gabe, do you want to introduce and talk about the song that will be closing today's episode?
Oh, I got the last song. That's very nice. Thanks, Jalen. So this last song, I think, it sort of rounds out our little tour of the best of Stan Rogers, or probably not the best of, my favorite of Stan Rogers. Stan Rogers is prolific, and he has these gray beard and very thin hair, and so a lot of people think he was an old man, especially with all of the references to history and to folklore. But Stan Rogers died very young in a plane fire on the runway, a commercial flight, which is very unlike many famous musicians who've died in plane crashes, unfortunately something that's far too common, but in Stan's case it was a commercial flight. Yeah. And he died on the tarmac helping people out of the plane, smoke inhalation. And this next song that's coming up is one that he wrote earlier in his life about self-sacrifice. So this is The Flowers of Bermuda by Stan Rogers.
Also, before you play the song, thank you so much, Gabe, for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Would you want to come back?
Oh, absolutely. And I promise I'll try and coordinate the vibe of the songs with Jalen a bit better.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I really like Stan Rogers. And the first time we hung out in Montreal was literally a few hours after my flight that landed from New Brunswick.
Boo New Brunswick. I mean, no. Just kidding. I love New Brunswick.
Yeah, no, me too. Right. But the reason why I was there, I digress.
You digress.
I digress.
You have personal beef with New Brunswick that I do not share. I think it's a beautiful province.
Yeah, I think so too. I need to like visit and like reclaim it. No, not in that way, but you know, like have a new memory.
Yes.
With, like create new memories in New Brunswick. But yeah, no, thank you so much for coming. We should do this again.
Let's do it.
We'll ask the audience, like, DM me if you liked having, like, if I should have Gabe back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get to vote on having
like
me back.
Like gladiator style.
Thumbs up or thumbs down. This is The Flowers of Bermuda by Stan Rogers.
Was the captain of the Nightingale, 21 days from Clydingpole. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. Just 5 short hours from Bermuda, in a fine October gale, there came a cry, oh, there be breakers dead ahead from the Collier Nightingale. No sooner had the captain brought her round, came a rending crash below, hard on her beam ends groaning, let the Nightingale and overside her mainmast goes. Oh, Captain, are we all for drowning? Came the cry from all the crew. The boats be smashed. How are we all then to be saved? They are stove in through and through. Oh, are you brave and hardy, call your men? Or are you blind and cannot see? The captain's gig still lies before you, hold and sound. It shall carry all of me. Here we go. He was the captain of the Nightingale. 21 days from Clydingpole. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. But when the crew were all assembled and the gig prepared for sea, 'twas seen there were but 18 places to be manned, 19 mortal souls were we. But cries the captain, now do not delay, nor do you spare a butt for me. My duty is to save you all now, if I can see you return quick as can be. He was the captain of the Nightingale, 21 days from Clydingpole. He could smell the flowers of Bermuda in the gale when he died on the North Rock Shoal. Oh, there be flowers in Bermuda, beauty lies on every hand,
and there be laughter, ease and drink for every man, but there is no joy for me. For when we reach the wretched Nightingale, what an awful sight was plain. The captain drowned, was tangled in the mizzen chain, smiling bravely beneath the sea.